just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Let's get it then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Cuts our papers, you bitches.
Who wants me? Who the fuck wants me? You're the MVP. Hooray!
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Churro. Churros. Churro. Churros.
I'm retarded.
I did everything right.
A mine. And they call it a mine.
I'm gonna come.
Yo, what it do? Welcome, everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. You are tuned in live, alive.
I'm still alive. Jim and Them, yeah. Live number 813.
Twitch.tv/Jim and Them, kick.com/Jim and Them. Of course, the Jim and Them YouTube. We are coming at you through the powers of technology. People are wondering if Mike is in a Las Vegas prison.
We got the feed live from Alcatraz. They reopened it to protect Mike.
Yeah, I'm on the run, baby. Come and get me, whatever your name is, lawyer lady.
Oh yeah. What is her name? Mary?
Sandra D.
Actually, let me pull up my 26-page document. Oh, Heather D. May. Born in 1974.
Yeah. I dare her to find me.
She hasn't called us back. She was supposed to. We left a voicemail.
Well, she got afraid because you pretended to be a lawyer. She's like, oh shit, I'm a nobody. I can't do that.
We put Barry Goldstein on her.
Barry Gorstein.
Barry Gorse.
Gorstein, I think. Something like that.
Of Bupak and Endman Associates?
Yes, of Bupak and Endman. The famous law offices of Bupak and Endman.
Let's go.
But yeah, no call back. She said they were going to flag us again on YouTube. I haven't seen that yet either. I was waiting for it, but so far, nothing yet.
Yeah.
Well, I imagine they can only do it so many times until either a person or the algorithm just goes, no, stop reporting this video.
Well, what's hilarious then, because I have to believe her because that is when we got flagged. So that means she didn't even have the copyright and she was just trying to copyright strike our video wasn't hers.
Like a Karen.
Probably ruined it for Corey in the process, meaning like...
Oh, but adding more flim-flam to his already flimsy flam?
Because I just said, no, this is a commentary because of this, this, and this, and this is covered by fair use, and she had no means to fight it. And so then when he, like, if his company really wanted to look at it, it's like, oh, we can't do this again.
Yeah, and that's why we have Mike locked up in the Magneto jail that's made out of plastic. It's in the middle of a room floating. Don't go in there if you have any buttons on, or he might make your head explode.
Yeah, come and get me. Hope you don't have any buttons on your clothes.
He's using the podcast equipment for two drunk sluts or whatever.
Well, that's what I was gonna call her daddy. Yeah, I was like, Mike, do you have Pokimane's microphone?
Bitch ass.
Oh, I have a Razer mic. It's the one I use for when I record shows on the Patreon or I use it for work a lot. It's connected to a TV tray.
Oh,
which
nice.
Has the arm connected to it so that I could sit on this couch.
You got like a portable podcast studio.
In a weird way, like I just took the crap from my room and I can sit next to a sleeping dog on a couch and record through the magic of 2024. Also, suck it, find me.
Yeah. That's why we sent you the address. Go get them. We dare you. You cock a gun. Shoot yourself.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it. Yes, patreon.com/Jim and Them. We have all kinds of extra bonus content. Yes. You know, Mike, they just recently, I got an alert that they're like, we finally have it where you can set up posts for free members specifically. And it's like, yeah, we've been trying to do that for months, you fucking dumbasses. Yeah,
they just, what, they just subscribed? They just figured out about what the freons get?
Well, it's just because with Patreon, we just had to do it as, like, public or something.
Okay. But we basically re-uploaded them and then made them public.
Oh, and now they made it easy, and now that they did all the work?
Yeah, now they made it easy after they're like, oh, my God, Jim and them, they kind of know what they're doing.
They're on our dicks.
I'll go
sure.
in and see if I can, like, change it, but otherwise, all that still stuff there. Is there.
Yeah, you on can the pay, Patreon. And if you pay for it, you get all of it.
And so you get extra stuff, yeah. And also, the chat is available through just the browser now. It used to only be in the app.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Now you can go into the Patreon. We have a Patreon chat.
Talk
you
that
can
shit.
Access through patreon.com/Jim and Them. It's where all the best shit talking happens.
Go there and talk that shit.
If you watch the new Jim and Them movie commentary, you might see some pictures that will become familiar if you go in the chat.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Oh, that is why we're super late, but we did have to. We had to set the right amount of time aside for the Madam Web commentary.
Oh, yeah.
Which is coming to the Patreon. Sure. Yeah, if you're on the podcast, it might already be available. It's all that you've wanted and more. Jim and them watching Madam
Web. You might
want
to get a pen and paper to write stuff down during.
You might want to you might want to get ready to get some candy knowledge.
Candy facts, a lot of candy.
And you want candy bar trivia?
A lot of a gaslighting doctor that's up to no good. he tricked the world. Some say the man who fooled the world. I think Bowie wrote about it.
Oh yeah, you know he did.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world that more than one woman had a period.
The greatest trick the Chinese derver ever pulled.
But yes, that's all available. Patreon.com/Jim and Them plus lots more.
Yeah.
Now, before we get into anything, I mean, to real quick to delve into the AI music. I mean, because everyone loves fucking AI music.
Yeah. Dude, I was dying laughing. All of those are great. We got a goddamn pop country anthem. We've got a pro cop ska song.
I imagine Mike in a robe looking out on the backyard, sipping a coffee, listening to country pop.
Well, dude, I was seriously, like, life's good. I was in my brother's a beautiful backyard pit poolside, listening to the all these songs. Listening to how we're Halloween Horror Nights heroes.
Oh,
I was just fucking feet up on a table.
I do need to hear
sipping,
these again.
Sipping a drink, loving life.
I might have to hear them again. I don't know if it's old hat at this point.
They're so good.
Well,
they're all
well,
so good.
We can revisit a few, but I was working on some intros for Game Time.
Okay.
There is a new Game Time available.
I haven't watched the clip yet.
On the Patreon, speaking of Game Time and the Patreon. But let me see. Because, again, I made like a bunch of these, but let me see. I thumbs up some. Let me see if this is one of them here.
Baja Blast. That dog's passed out.
1, 2, 3, 4. We're rolling in full swing. Talking sports, it's a glorious thing. Jim leading the way.
Hitman must have loved this.
Yeah, because it sounds like a intro to SmackDown in like 2013.
Wait, which one did I send to him? Because I don't think I sent him that one.
Although he would probably have annoying criticism about him where he'd be like, no, what is it?
Well, but listen to him because basically I made sure that the intros talk about how I'm the best.
Oh, okay.
And N-Man is kind of there.
Well, you should talk about like if there's a wizard at your door or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That, like his theme song.
I need to hear that one again,
actually,
too.
Here's one of the ones I sent to him.
Game time, we're rolling in full swing. Talking sports, it's a glorious thing. Jim leading the way, he's the man of the hour. With his wit and charm, he's got the power. Oh yeah. Game time, let's rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll. Ready to go.
It's only Game Time all day. Do you say anything about Inman?
Men's rights, the
Oh, and I also put that where I always talk about how we're a men's rights.
Yeah, men's rights. Men going their own way.
They do say N-man earlier, but like with the AI vocals, it gets kind of drowned out, which okay. I guess works better in a weird way.
Because I'm like, keep waiting for any mention of N-man. And then Jim is back and he's glorious. Voices heard said loud and long. Yeah, yeah. What style did you tell it to do?
I think I just did pop rock or something for this.
Okay, yeah. I'm like, what is this?
Oh, yeah, that's where it says Jim's the mastermind. Jim's the inventor, the mastermind behind it all. Bring truth
and justice, standing tall. You have to send him the lyrics, too. Let's rock and roll, rock and roll. Get Jim on the mic, we're ready to go. Jim on the mic, we're ready to go.
Yeah, because then
they
it goes, whoa, and man, he's got something to say. That's all they say about him.
But it's like the background singer saying it, man.
They say, and man. Yeah, Jim's the inventor.
Jim's on the mic. He's got something to say.
And then, yeah, and man, and man's there. He's got something to say.
Jim's got a master plan.
So, yeah, there's that one. He actually did say, he said he liked it. And then I sent him this other one here, too.
That's because he didn't, like, he couldn't hear anything and he doesn't understand it, how the world works. He's like, yeah, sounds great.
Like, chill. We're rolling in full swing. Talking sports, okay. It's a glorious day. Remember when he couldn't get classic rock?
I mean, here's the thing. You know N-Man didn't actually listen to them. He's just trying to do that thing he always does. You, Jim, where he acts like, yeah, sure, Jim. We'll use your little songs.
Yeah, no, but I think he, like, anything of the song that just mentions Game Time, he was going to be happy with.
Game Time, Jim's back again, and he made everything himself.
King Jim is here with his pee on N-Man. He's got the power.
Man suffers in hell. Man's in the mix, he's got something to say.
Yeah, I love the
he's in the mix there.
The second verse, I added some of my own lyrics because I had to put the rules of Game Time there.
Okay.
You can hear the lyrics better on this one.
Yeah. Bringing truth and justice, standing tall, standing tall. On the show, just remember the rules. No it rolls, those are just for fools. We talk in food. Okay. Just take a bite. There is only one thing to drink, and that's Coors Light. Game Time. Oh, I love that.
Is that another rule? There's only one thing to drink. And it's
yeah, there's a running gag where he always brings up the rules of Game Time, and he says no Rick rules, and I say no Rick rolls, and I say yeah, and we only drink Coors Light.
He's like no.
Yeah, he just kind of says whatever. But I love when the Coors Light drops and then the chorus hits back. Again. Oh, yeah. So good.
Oh, I wish I had a Coors right now. Just remember the rules. No Rick rolls. Those are just for fools. We talk. Just take a bite. There is only one thing to drink, and that's Coors Light. Game Time, let's rock and roll. Oh, hell yeah.
This is almost country in a way.
It's like Bon Jovi, what is this?
Yeah, I think I just put hard rock or something like that.
Yeah, hard rock. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Yeah, classic rock was just sea shanties when we tried to do classic rock. It was like, all right.
Yeah, this is very like Def Leppard, Bon Jovi. Yeah.
I like it.
That one, he likes that one too.
I think I like the sound of the other one, but this one you can hear what you're saying a lot clearer.
Yeah.
Send him one where it just shits on him the whole time and see what he says, and then you'll know if he's actually
Well, let's
listening.
Make one right now.
We could, but hold on. Let me see if these are different. Are these the same?
Well, doesn't he like country? You should make country pop about N-Man and how you're the best.
day and time. Yeah, no, that one.
That one's good. Played.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because I made a bunch, but I think those ones came out the best.
I mean, if you have more, by all means.
Let me see. I don't really remember. What were these other ones?
Whole part one is just this again.
Turn up the volume and let's take flight. Jim's in the house, the host with the most, and then brings the insight. We're the ultimate host. We're talking touchdowns and slam dunks too. Covering the game from every angle for you. No holding back, no boundaries to scan. Game time's the show. We're the number one fan. Yeah, I don't know if I love this one. Game time is the place to be. Oh, yeah. Sports and men's rights are the key.
Milk toast.
Sports and men's rights are the key.
Yeah, yeah. I do like getting men's rights in there. Yes. And it's always late in the song. Yes. Men's rights! Yeah, the last one, it started like a chant right at the beginning. Men's rights! And these are the rules, men's rights. You do in the style of a Dead Kennedys men's rights punk song about how they love the cops. Men's rights, we love the cops. We're going rocking downtown and we're gonna be cops.
I think I'm going downtown, gonna kiss some cops.
I think I did try a country one, but it didn't come out as good as our country one.
Oh, it's game time, we're rolling in full swing. Talking sports, it's a glorious thing. Jim leading the this way. Sounds like he's game a man time of the hour with his wit and charm. He's got the power. And it's like slow motion that you're talking on the mic. And him like. But Jim is the leader who handles the most. Ethan is there and he don't mean to boast.
While in his house that is haunted with ghosts. Oh yeah, that one.
You're buried the lead.
Wait, I forgot that one. That one has the ghosts reference in there.
Wait, what happened with ghosts?
A man's in his house and is haunted by ghosts.
That's from the clip I shared earlier.
Let me see the clip. I didn't see it.
That's
out,
fucking
funny.
I was funny.
Out and about. Let's be a jet setter.
Let me pull it up. This is from the latest Game Time.
Oh, and it's House Hunter Wiggle. Yeah, you're burying the lead here with this song here. You're like, oh, this old thing.
Yeah, I forgot. That was one of the later ones I did. So, yeah, we're doing a...
it's just a slam dunk so far every time.
We were doing the show. This was a couple weeks ago. And something was going on at his house. Apparently, he's got ghosts or something. Because we were trying to just talk about Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, like you do. Man, it's just a domestic violence with his parents.
Hold on, I don't want to pull it up
you're
for the chat.
You fucking gay-ass kid. What pow? It was in a house covered in ghosts.
You talking about Kirk Cousins?
$80 million to Atlanta.
That's huge.
Yeah, what do you think about that? It's really crazy.
I think that's super crazy, dude. Like, what a huge deal.
Yeah, I haven't. And like I'm saying. Yeah,
I like that you're just laughing, Jim.
No, my hands are here, dude. I'm not doing anything.
I saw you moving your arm around. Yeah, I saw your sleeves are moving.
I'm not doing anything.
Mute it. I'm trying to do this.
It goes on for so long.
He's kidding me.
Wait, what happened? Oh, I can hear you now. I couldn't hear. I think you have a ghost in your house.
Yeah. Just don't press anything.
I'm not pressing anything. I showed you my hands.
All right, Christian Watkins is heading to Las Vegas, Nevada for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Ooh, big
that's
pickup.
Crazy. Do you think you have ghosts in your house?
No, I don't. Let's get back on track.
I don't think we've ever been off track. This whole episode's been on track.
Yeah. With the ghost problem, it's been on track.
I mean, you got ghosts so in your house. I don't know what you got to do about that, but you got to do something.
Well, the ghost problem.
It's so bad.
Okay. It's funny because I was playing sound effects for like 10 minutes up leading up to that as well until we finally got to the ghosts.
So it wasn't ghost
noises. Oh, man.
No, there was just other sound effects I was playing.
You have cartoon noises? That's my favorite. Bonk.
Yeah, no, I was. I was playing like when, you know, when cartoons run and you're like, they like, yeah.
Yeah. Bonk, bonk. Do you have those right now? Because we could use that during the show. Those are my favorite noises.
But yeah, let me go back to the country song because I forgot I worked in Ethan and the Ghosts.
Yeah.
It's game time. We're rolling in full swing. Talking sports, it's a glorious thing. Jim leading the way, he's a man of the hour. With his wit and charm, he's got the power. Ian Van is there too, and he's the second host. But Jim is the leader who handles the most. Ethan is there, and he don't need the folks. While Ian Van's in his house that is haunted by the ghosts. Game time, let's rock and roll.
Oh, man.
With Jim on the mic, we're ready to go.
Where is it?
Man's in the mix, he's got something to say. Join the party, it's game time all day.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Whoa! His lights are staying tall and strong. Voices heard, said loud and long. Jim's the inventor, the mastermind behind it all.
Here it comes, here it comes.
Bringing truth and justice, standing tall.
Oh, yeah, it's coming up.
On the show, just remember the rules.
Yeah, my favorite part.
No Rick Rolls, those are just for fools. We're talking food, just take a bite. There is only one thing to drink, and that's Coors Light.
This is the best one, I think.
Yeah, the country songs work really well.
Maybe I just love country.
It works with the structure.
Yeah, yeah. Really, and you can always hear the lyrics better, too.
We only like the bad country that country fans hate.
Yeah.
Well, drink a beer and it bends here. He's second.
Well, we don't even like that. We like the fake AI versions of that.
Yeah, we like the fake AI versions of the hated country.
Yeah, I just love being able to make a song like, it's Friday the 5th and I'm right here. I just shit my pants and my name is Matt. Whoa!
Dude, can you imagine just like putting in a bunch of stuff about a guy you hate and how shitty he is and then just sending him a song and be like, hey, here's a song. And it's just a song where just like, fuck you, you're gay. Yeah. And you're only 5'4 and your girlfriend's ugly.
Your girlfriend's a guy and I am too. I'm gonna fuck your girlfriend and her. Whoa, man's rights.
It's actually a good move. It's just make a bunch of AI songs about how someone sucks and then just send them to them all.
That's really, you could totally just harass someone for hours with songs about how they suck.
Yeah, did you hear 30 Seconds from Mars wrote a song about you? Whoa!
You kill yourself.
Jason sucks.
Yeah, you kill yourself and the police just find a laptop filled with like 6 gigs of songs about how gay you are.
Yeah, they did parodies of all his favorite bands calling him gay. It was just the Deftones moaning that he was gay.
And yeah, I mean, I was legit bumping this all week. Speaking of the country songs.
Oh, yeah. Bring back the hits. Down in the
holler. Dude, it was stuck in my head all week.
Such a certified banger.
Songs, see, this was, this was not just AI. This was a little bit of just the magic. You, me, and the robot. This is a synergy, or what is it? Not synergy. Where you become the computer.
Oh,
synchronicity.
Yes.
They sparked it up and passed it round just as planned.
This is a pretty upbeat, fun song. It's kind of, chill. It's not going to rock the fuck out, right?
High in the sky, let's boombox your core. No one else is piffing, feeling core.
Oh, man. I can't wait. I can't wait to connect to a Japanese man's Bluetooth in the Uber and make him listen. Hey, do you want to hear an AI cowboy song about an inside joke? Oh, thank you so much. Yeah.
Oh, he's a boy blue. Oh,
thank
yes.
you, Ping Pong. My name is Craig. Sure it is.
Sure it
High
is ping
in
pong.
The sky with Ping Pong Shakur. Ooh, Chinese boopak? A boopak.
I mean, the boy blues suffering
down in hell. It's such a nice little, that's like the men's rights of that song. Because we just
it comes out of nowhere and just it's so pleasant.
I like that. I like how me and Jim are millionaires in one of the songs. I forget. I think the emo song.
Oh yeah,
and like, and also Jim and Jeff are millionaires.
I love the being heroes of Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, I remember that one just being a banger.
Yeah, that's a banger.
So they, good.
For
so
some
good.
Reason, the song, the ska song, it does 3 minutes and 45 seconds with like every like has bridges and stuff.
Yeah, it adds a bridge. It repeats the verse.
It's
again.
Like Mike Loves the Cops doesn't come into like 2.5 minutes. Like, Mike Loves the Cops. He is their best friend.
I mean, I did a quick test on. A song about how someone sucks. I did Mergum, since Mergum cursed our skimming them bets. Let's see.
Okay.
It did it in its own as a wait, hold on. Where is it?
Rap.
So I mean, this is what I was talking about. It's just us writing a song, having it write a song that dunks on someone, and then being like, "Hey, guy, listen to this."
Wait, hold on. Did it not make it? 1 second. Let me retry it.
It's like you can't do that to Mergum.
Like, you put the F slur in here like 13 times. We're not going to make this
one. Sucking a dick with Bupac Shakur. Ain't man.
Oh, flagged for moderation. Hold on.
Okay. In the style of Hall & Oates, a track about how Mergum smells. And
I bet if you called it like the city of Mergum, it would get tricked into thinking Mergum wasn't a person.
Ooh, yeah, that's true. Well, I thought that he was super shitty. I had to take that out, I think.
Yeah, no curses. But it'd be like he smells and he's a no good cheat. And
he's a cursed bummer.
Yeah, he's a ne'er-do-well. And he's suffering down in hell. And Jim and Jeff are millionaires. I want to be a millionaire so fucking bad. Remember?
I think so. Yeah, that Bruno Mars?
It was like fucking Gym Class Heroes or some fucking shit. It's like the
Bruno
guy.
Mars, he's what, he's in debt to the casinos or something
like that? Yeah, it was the casinos.
Oh, is he?
Money or something.
Yeah. Like apparently his residency is just paying off his gambling debts.
Whoa. Power Fuck rock. Yeah.
Does he have a residency here now?
Yeah, he's had one for a while, I think. Really? Like off and on at like the MGM Park MGM.
I didn't know that.
Because I don't know if it's like, I think it's like every few months. But yeah, he's basically not making money off of it. Because I'm sure they're like, yeah, sure, gamble. We'll give you markers. We'll give you loans or whatever. Yeah. And he's just still trying to pay it off.
24 wow. karat magic.
And imagine how much, he's got to have a shitload of money. So imagine how much you have to gamble to have to do a free residency to pay off your awful bills.
Yeah. It's probably like his accountant, like, hey, you owe them like $700,000.
He has tons of money. His accountant's just like, yeah, it's all gone.
Yeah, good old family accountant.
Yeah, he's on his yacht. Yeah, no, you have no money.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to try to do, I guess I'll do the land of Mergum.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I guess it really was trying to be like, hey, wait a minute. Maybe they don't want to be known as the bullying site, maybe. Because it would be like, It is like the first thing you would think of, like, ah, oh, fuck you, Carl.
Yeah.
You piece of shit. You're so gay.
Yeah, write a gay song about Carl in the style of gay.
Oh, no, The Curse of Mergum.
The Curse of Mergum.
It's a Mergum.
It's like Queen.
It did a rock anthem for some reason.
Nice.
If it has a soaring guitar riff, I'll be really upset.
I'll be pissed.
There we go.
Ooh, it's like Imagine Dragons. This is how legends are made. We play the cards, but our fortunes never swell.
The roulette wheel spinning round. Roulette.
Whoa, this rules. The best part about this song is all our songs are inside jokes, So this is like an inside joke for like the smallest possible yeah. group of people.
The curse of vengeance.
Yeah, it's like all... only patrons and only patrons in our highest tier and only patrons in our highest tier that watch those videos.
Yeah, no one knows.
Yeah, I wrote like a prog rock song about Mergum being bad. Though.
I don't think Mergum's even in that group, so even he doesn't know why this is about him.
Anyways, we'll have to get back to that. Mike, how have your secret adventures been?
They've been fantastic.
Did you go? Did you do the Super Nintendo?
I did.
Wait, hold on.
So I went to 2 days at Universal Hollywood and 1 day at California Adventure. It was my friend's son's like birthday trip, and so I was.
How old is
along.
He?
He was turning 8. Uh-huh. The reason we did the one California Adventure day is because it was the first time he's ever been tall enough to ride the Incredicoaster.
And sweet.
That's like a big deal for him. But he had never been to Universal at all.
I'm sorry. Did you fuck him?
Yes.
I mean, just his mouth, I assume, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. What am I gonna do?
Like, please go on. I'm sorry.
Ruin something good.
Pedo joke.
Ruin something perfect. Yeah. So we did Universal Studios. It rained like the entire time. Like it was like pouring rain.
Was that good to like clear the crowds out at least?
Dude, there was no one there.
Nice. Oh,
like, it was like a dream.
Dude, it was every ride was a 5 minute wait. It was like you just walked through the queue to the front of the line for every ride.
And you did Florida, so you're used to real rain. So it was like a light spritzing, or was it pretty
heavy? During parts of the day, it was legit rain. Like I had to just wear this jacket that I didn't even know if it was going to keep the water off of me because I've never been prepared for weather like that before. So it was like cold and rainy, but I mean, I'll take that if it means that like. There's just no fucking waits for anything. The only weird thing is, and real theme park heads know, Universal Studios Hollywood is a one-day park, right? Like, you can do everything easy in 1 day. Imagine, so we had 2 days because we wanted the kid to be able to re-ride stuff that he wanted to re-ride.
And you probably assumed it was going to be busier.
Yes, 100%, because all I had ever heard was, oh, now that Nintendo World is open, the whole park is just, on average, way busier. And that's true, but not when it's pouring rain for 2 days on Easter weekend. So we actually we did what you'd normally do in 2 days with like 2/3 of the first day. So the second day was basically just like, he just rode, no joke, just like, let's just ride rides over and over and over and over. And then just like sit around and hang out if he wants to do that. Just like take as many breaks as he wants, like do whatever the fuck he wants. Jim, I did go out of my way to try and be mindful about how brazen Hollywood Universal Studios is about whether it takes your money, more like bold faced than Disney. Cause the thing I told you the other day that we had some contention on was Universal Studios upfront tickets are cheaper cause it's a smaller park, but then they don't even like Disney will add a smile as they take too much money from you. Universal Studios won't even smile at you. I'm not as like, you're not wrong. I was like, it's kind of a split of the difference because I got 2 super dope shirts that were really high quality that probably should have cost way more and they didn't. But then it's the food. I think maybe I was overly thinking about the food because I hadn't really thought about the merch. The merch is about the same.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right that the merch is about the same, but I think it's the food. Mm-hmm. Universal food all costs like it's like airport prices, not theme park prices. And often it's of a lower quality or a smaller amount than you think it's going to be. I think that's where my mind was. So you're right. I was definitely embellishing the merch, but I think I was right in that, like, the food is crazy. It's like,
what are you
and again, I'm a guy
on?
that pays Disney prices, but like Disney food is like, yeah, it's going to cost more than like you're probably going to pay anywhere else. But Universal Food is so much more.
We talking food? Take a bite. The only thing you're drinking is Coors Light. But what are you smacking on?
I will say, I went to the Three Broomsticks a lot, Jim.
Well, Three Broomsticks, that's going to be pricey. Although, did you get the shepherd's pie?
Yes.
Three Broomsticks. Are you out of your mind?
I got breakfast at the Three Broomsticks. I got dinner at the Three Broomsticks. I got dessert. I did the butterbeer ice cream. Jim? Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we were getting that when we did the...
Yeah, you were like, delicious, almost.
When we did the Orlando Informer event, we were loading up on shepherd's pie and like fucking what else? Sticky toffee pudding and fucking
British mush.
Have you had the hot butter beer? That was the only butter beer I'd never had until this trip. I'm fucking into it.
Yeah,
I still think frozen butter beer is the best, but hot butter beer was pretty good.
That's like cocoa.
That was like you'd expect that to cost a little bit more because it's kind of unique. But like everywhere else I ate, like none of the drinks are refillable and like it all costs more and had less, or like you had to you'd buy a burger and it wouldn't come with anything. You had to buy the fries and the drink separately. Like it was things like that where I'll give it to you on the merch. I over embellish. The merch is about the same as Disney. But man, the Universal Food is fucked up.
Did you ride Mario Kart?
Yeah. So, okay. I hope I don't sound like a hater.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Here, get your fingers ready.
Yeah, hold on. Here we go.
Let's see.
I'm retarded.
Yeah, here comes the Mario hate once again. We love Mario. So,
I thought the ride was more interesting and cool than it was actually fun.
I could see that.
I think that AR is cool. I think they found a really good use for it. I'm a fan. I'm not a hater on like rides that are also games. I'm a guy that likes the Toy Story. What's it called? Toy Story
Midway Mania.
Yeah, Midway Mania. The Buzz Lightyear. The Spider-Man. Like I love me a ride that's a game. So I think that's the best use for it. But as you're riding it, I couldn't help but have that Guitar Hero feeling of like, sure, shit's happening in the background, but I kind of have to pay attention to what's in front of me.
Yeah.
And that is the arrows telling me when to turn.
Yeah.
And
drift.
The characters that are appearing as if they're in the environment, but it's hard for me to like see it all as one thing. So they might as well just be floating around and I'm just like missing the shit to the point where like the third time I rode it, Jim, I didn't even play the game. I just looked at the ride because I wanted to like engage in the ride. It was very, very difficult to see what's happening and again not lose the forest for the trees, so to speak, while also engaging in the game. And I would have loved if they could find a way to make them both work. So like the ride was interesting, but I wouldn't say that it was like if I went back, if the line was long, I'd probably be like, I don't need to ride that.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd wait in a long line either. I think I only rode it twice. Oh, the first it's a great first ride through.
Yes.
But also, I
feel
like... The
very first one was great.
I feel like you'd probably look at a game ride differently than a lot of other people. Just because, like...
Maybe that's why I like them more than some people.
Yeah, because you're so, like, into games as well. But, yeah, I think I could see what you're saying. Plus, I recently saw a video... from this dude, Kevin Heimbach, and he always points out when like Disney fucks up and like lets like shit go like to shit kind of, or even like Universal in this case, because he was like, there's already like the Mario symbols are wearing off because there's like a steering wheel that you like scan your band on. And he was pointing out that like it's already like the logos are wearing off and it's like less than a year old. Oh, it's about a year old.
Okay.
And like some of the shit, even like the headsets were kind of not working. Like there was stuff already in disarray on the ride and it's only about a year old.
Well, that was going to be one of my complaints is then, you know, the room that's like Yoshi's Story where it's like crayon colors and stuff.
Yeah.
Shit was wearing like it. You would have thought this ride was like 10 years old. Shit was like scraped off and wearing off. And it's just like, it kind of ruined some of the theming when like it looked like it already needed or like a a coat of paint that's like less than a year old. I think it opened in February of last year.
Looks like you're at mini golf.
Yeah, no, that yeah, no, that's kind of like, what it felt like.
These are the videos I watch because he also has one on Tron, and like I watched like a 3-minute montage of all the dirty parts of Tron, and Tron's like a year old as well. There's all these rusted pipes and fucking grime and shit everywhere, and it's like, oh, why aren't they spending money to clean this shit up?
My big complaint though with Nintendo Land, and this kind of wraps into my earlier point about the scummy money stuff, is that basically if you don't buy one of those wristbands, you can't do anything.
Oh, the rest must be worthless. Because I do have one, but yeah, I didn't even think of that.
Well, it's crazy because like even the walkthrough areas that are just like fun games that you don't need to keep track of your coins to play, you literally don't. They can just be a fun thing you do. They won't even let you go in. Like, Jim, the part
where there's one you touch the wall and like move things around and shit. But yeah, they wouldn't even let you walk in.
Dude, I get like if you're like put on the wristband to track your coins and know whose team you're on and winning. I get that. But they won't even let you play the mini games. They won't let you walk in the walkthrough stuff. They literally, it was raining. No one was inside them. And when I walked up, they're like, oh, we need to scan your wristband. I'm like, oh, we're just going through. And they're like, you're not allowed.
Yeah, they're like, get fucked, homo.
Yeah, while
no one's in there. And it's like, oh, okay. So I have to buy this shit just to even like engage in basically 80% of this entire land.
Well, I'll tell you even another thing that how they fuck you with that is I was watching a video because they released a new like anniversary wristband. It's like
the gold
or something.
Yeah.
If you buy that, it doesn't even transfer over your previous shit. You start over.
Really?
Like,
yeah, new game plus.
Yeah, you start like because you get points good, and coins from going there. And if you buy a new wristband, it doesn't even transfer your shit over.
That's
you start
awesome.
Over.
So the points and coins you got in your wristband that you paid for.
Yeah, and then you've spent another $60 or something.
What do you
on
get with
one.
The special edition? It's just gold?
It's just gold.
It's just gold.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's it costs what, like $15 more.
They all do that though, but still it's just an extra way to fuck you just by being like, well, we could easily tied to your account, but why would we do that? We'll tie it to the wristband itself.
Yeah.
And so that was pretty annoying. And then this is me 100%. I am theme park guy splitting hairs.
Here we go.
This is consistent, and Jim, I think you'll agree.
Here we go.
I'm always talking about, what do I always say? What do I always say when we're in Toy Story Land at Orlando and Hollywood Studios, and you can see the backside of Mountain?
Fuck me.
I want to suck Slinky Dog's dog cock. I'm like, oh, Jesus
fuck
Christ.
Me in Toy Story Land. And
this is for kids, Mike.
When you're in Star Wars Land and you can see Toy Story Land.
You're talking about sight lines now, yeah.
Sight lines and immersion, and Walt would never. What would Walt think?
Walt.
And, dude, there's so many. Dude, even just within the land, when you're up on that top part of the right about to walk into the area where the giant Bowser statue is, you can just, like, see the gears literally turning that make Yoshi jump around. And he's got, like, a rod stuck up in him. And it's like, don't get me wrong. You know that that's what's happening.
Yeah.
But you try to hide that shit. That's the whole point of like making it not look like a carnival ride. And it made it feel like hokier when even within the one ride you're allowed to ride, you can basically, there's no smoke and mirrors. You can just see the inner workings of all the
just
machines
whalers on the moon
that make it seem like, yeah, kind of like that it's just like, oh, I'm inside like a carnival ride. This is not like the theming. And then like you turn and look and you can just see the Jurassic Park ride towering over the top. And it's like shit like that. Disneyland does that really well. When you're in Star Wars, at least not
although,
at Hollywood Studios. Hollywood Studios, they fuck it up.
People
and
complain.
That's why,
but to your point with this, people complain about California Adventure because you'll be walking down Hollywood Boulevard and you'll see Guardians, the collector's mansion or whatever up in the skyline. Yeah, that's what
that's
I said.
True, but only as you walk in, and they hide it in a lot of spots. Again, there are cracks in places, but dude, it felt like Super Mario World was nothing but cracks.
The park I could defend it in would be Universal Hollywood, just because the idea is you're supposed to be on a movie studio anyway. So you could just like if you wanted to be that guy, you could be like, well, I'm just like going through. This is how I'm walking into a movie.
Well,
and
why
you're
does
seeing
Hollywood
that?
Studios but, fuck it up? How is that?
Because you can see the back of the spires on like on Batuu. You can like literally just see the fake mountains. Like
that's like when you're pulling in.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but in the park, you can see it.
I only care.
You can be like riding Slinky Dog and see it.
Like, I literally don't give a shit if you could see the collector's thing. Like, if you're standing in, like, Avengers Campus, but you could see... Oh, well, actually, no, that makes sense. But if you're, like, standing over in the Hollywood area and you could see collectors, I don't care about that. I do care if you see the backs of shit. And then it's like...
Yes.
That's... Because then it's like, oh, it's just like a, like, plaster... Bullshit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You see Yoshi with like a rod stuck up his ass, like making it look like he's jumping,
he's
and you go,
yeah.
Oh, well, it's already not articulate. And so the only thing it has is its movement. And then I can just like stand here and look. And it's, I don't know. It, like, again, I'm not like acting like it's the worst thing in the world, but it is one of those things where, like, to me, if you're going for hard theming, that's bad theming, where within your own section, you can see that shit. And then again, you already can't do very much there. So it's like, I rode the ride twice and then I never went back. And keep in mind, I'm there with a little kid who chose Universal Studios because he wanted nothing more than to go to Super Mario World. And we went there the first day for an hour and a half and then left and he never wanted to go.
Well, to be fair, his deadbeat dad should have bought him a wristband because he'd be playing all the games and getting the coins and doing whatever.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other thing. We wouldn't have been allowed to go in with him because we didn't have fucking wristbands.
Oh, yeah, they just let him in by himself. You lose him.
Yeah.
I think about that.
A Mario guy just shuffles him away to go have his way with
Mario,
him.
Yeah. He turns him into Wario. But all I think when I think of that, I think 3WT. What would Walt think?
Exactly. But what would Walt think? He'd be like, yeah, okay, you guys. But it wasn't awful. I'm not like,
think,
I don't
Mama
think it's terrible
mia.
Or anything.
Ooh, I'm Mario. He was senile. He thinks he's Mario the plumber.
It's as small as it seemed, and that's kind of a bummer, especially when you can't do anything there. But I guess maybe that's a plus. I can't do anything, so it doesn't matter if it's big. And yeah, they could have done a better job of hiding, like, again, give me some smoke and mirrors. I don't mind if I know how it works. I don't want to be staring straight at it.
Are the toilets at least like Koopa's mouths? Like you go in there and so, it's like a guy like, aw.
Here's the weird thing is like they do a good job of that in Hogsmeade. In Hogsmeade, the bathrooms are themed and like you hear moaning Myrtle even.
Yeah, the
like,
ghost girl
like,
whispers
haunting
to
the
you
bathroom and
shit.
Like, they, yeah, they do that.
Harry Potter?
And so I expected that. I think maybe my expectations were too high because they've done such a good job with all the Harry Potter stuff. I expected more from this. So it wasn't the worst by any means, but I have what I feel like are some valid theming complaints and some valid, their ride is innovative. So here's what the big thing. It's not sitting on a motion vehicle with a screen in front of you. So good for you. They're doing a good job of coming up with new, interesting things. I just wish I had more fun riding it.
Mm. Yeah, because it's a dark ride, but you have the visor thing where you have like a game stuff in front of you as well that you're. It's pretty cool.
Like I said, I think my
but
best,
I also,
my,
I mean,
my most fun ride was the one where I just didn't play the game and I rode it like a ride. I think that was more fun.
It's pretty cool, but also, yeah, I mean, I'd probably be the same way. I'm not gonna wait a long time for it, but there are a few rides I would anyways. That I'd wait a long time for.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's cool enough. And,
well, and this sounds dumb, but like Secret Life of Pets is themed like fucking super well.
Secret Life of Pets rocks.
And that's just Secret Life of Pets. Like, dude, that theme, the theming on that queue and that ride is fucking top goddamn notch. I'd argue, even if it's not like the best ride in the world, I'd say that's the closest to like Disney level that they have it anywhere, maybe even putting it next to the Harry Potter stuff, because the queue is just really well done with like the fake apartment. It's got animatronics in the queue, the whole like story of you being like an adopted pet and it's your adoption day, like all that shit. That is Disney as fucking hell. They did a really, really good job on all of that. And then you think that they, I expected more from the Mario stuff, I think, because they had done such a good job elsewhere in their park and in their other parks.
What do you think about that, Jeff?
I just think 3WT.
Yeah.
What would Walt think? That's what I think.
I like that.
3WT. Yeah. 3WT. Jeff's right.
So now that you've been living in California, are you dodging like homeless bums everywhere and their feces and stuff like that?
No, I'm in a nice part of California, dude. It's super nice.
Doesn't exist. Yeah. No such thing.
Gated I'm with
like,
armed
like
guards.
I said, I'm 10 minutes from Disneyland, and I'm the guy. Oh, so get this shit. So I'm taking care of this dog. This dog's cute as fuck. This little baby Pomeranian, cute as goddamn hell. She's really needy. So like I put her in a little backpack and take her with me places. Guys, do you want to know how to get girls to talk to you no matter where you are or what you're doing? Have a cute little dog in your backpack.
Okay.
Everyone's talking to you, including smoking hot chicks.
Nice.
Because I went to Target to buy some grapes and some almond milk. And I had this dog in this backpack, bro. It was like an aphrodisiac. I know I sound like one of those guys that's like, here's how you use magic to get girls to talk to you in a bar. But like, it was fucking crazy. All I did was have a cute dog in a backpack, and everyone in the world suddenly wanted to be my best friend.
Yeah, I do that shit with my giant African macaw, and everyone calls me the Birdman. They hate me.
they don't think it's cool.
No.
It was super California of me, though, because I'm like, I'm driving a Tesla to a Target to put on my dog backpack to buy grapes and almond milk.
Yeah, to mix together. California cereal.
Well, I got Life milk. Cereal, baby. Don't you worry about me.
Ooh, Cinnamon Life?
I got regular Life.
So when
I'm a Life booster.
When the ladies come up to you to talk about your dog, do you start talking about the sight lines at Universal?
I'm like, did you notice the dog and the story it told? Very unlike Super Mario World at Universal Hollywood. Have you been?
I mean, the dog does remind me of Secret Life of Pets, which is probably WWWT, what Walt would do.
You just hop in the Tesla with the dog on your back real hard.
It's funny. Have you guys driven a Tesla, by the way?
I have. It's the worst.
Dude, isn't it weird how it does like video game pedal where like you don't use your brake pedal? Your brake pedal is just easing off of the gas. It's so bizarre.
Yeah, that's why I turn that off. I turn that off and make it like a regular car. I couldn't drive that way.
Are you using the self-drive? Have you self-drived?
No, I don't even know how.
Does it still
hop in and drive. Like, it depends. But that is weird because like
you have to activate
like the gas pedal, you like, you push it down to accelerate, obviously, but then when you, as you release it, your car like automatically brakes. So like if you're stopping at a stoplight, the moment you stop is as you officially pull your foot off the pedal completely.
Yeah. It's well, cause
weird.
That's
it's
what,
real weird.
I was talking about that before. Cause when I rented one, I drive out of the Orlando airport, you go immediately on the freeway.
Oh, fuck that.
And I'm like just driving, and all of a sudden I just take my foot off the gas like you do when you drive, and all of a sudden I'm just like stopping on the freeway.
Fuck that.
So I'm like, what is this stupid? You have to keep your foot on the stupid gas the whole time.
It's like the opposite of cruise control.
And then the stupid steering wheel where it's like someone cut off the top and bottom.
Yeah.
But then it has like these like PS4 style buttons like you turn the system on the front, so like every time I turn, my palm will accidentally graze the button that wants to honk my horn or turn on my blinkers. Like it's like a capacitive button or whatever. It's just like lots of dumb shit like
it's
that
the open
again,
the doors
like,
button.
Dude, I keep almost shutting the door in my leg because when I step in the car, if you touch the brake pedal, your door just shuts for you.
Nice.
But I'm not used to that, so I'm used to putting my foot on the brakes. I keep almost like fucking slamming my foot in the door. So, but I am California guy.
Yeah,
well, I am.
You're
working
lucky
from home, and driving a Tesla and having a dog in a backpack.
You're lucky the horn wasn't programmed to be like California hobo, and you're just hitting it by accident all the time.
Yeah, California I don't hobo. I don't have a cool horn. I'll figure it out. My horn will just be like, way up in the sky with Boombox Gore every time. And I'm just like honking and like waving to people.
Your horn just goes, Nevada, Nevada.
There's some silly ass party mode I remember I accidentally turned on after I parked. And it just, all it does is it like cranks the radio and rolls the windows down and starts flashing the lights and honking the horn and shit. Like, what a fucking dumbass.
You're just, your car just stops in the middle of the freeway. The doors are flapping and stuff.
Well, and you don't turn it off. Like, when you get out of the car and lock your door, that's the car being off. So you always feel like a guy who left his headlights on and locked his keys in his car because you're like, okay, it's off, right? Like, I'm sure it's off because the only difference between that and putting it in park and getting out is nothing.
It's a party mode. No, activated, just drives into the garage door. Party mode.
Boom, 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 boom.
And it makes fart noises or whatever Elon put on.
Every day
fart.
I'm shuffling.
It's doing donuts through the house. You need a Cybertruck. Tell your brother to get a Cybertruck.
Mm. No, he would never. He would even never. He knows better than that.
The Tesla tech bro himself?
Yeah.
He's on a sex tourism right now. Isn't he in Thailand on sex tourism?
I feed the bunny carrots and artichoke hearts and stuff, and okay. It's super adorable and soft.
Nice.
Damn, he is California casual. He's got a Pomeranian and a bunny and
raising
a Tesla.
Raising his own and bunny for stew?
Him and his girlfriend are full vegans.
Oh, okay.
That would be ultimate revenge for Mike if he cooked his bunny up.
Fatal Attraction. Fatal Attraction Mike. What would Walt
maybe.
Think? Yeah, what would Walt do? Walt would do that.
I think he'd like
3WD.
It's the 3WD.
Anyways, did you guys hear about the fucking comic book Suicide Man this week?
No.
Whoa, what?
Who?
Apparently, I don't know why I call him Comic Book Man, but I think he did some art for Marvel, and he also did he did some sort of like hip-hop family tree was like an art piece that he was doing. And I don't know, I didn't look into this or not, but apparently he also was someone that it would cancel people in the past. I'd have to double check on that. But
oh no, did he get canceled and he killed himself?
Yeah, they leaked some text messages. Apparently he was texting some girl who was 17. Let me see. Or she leaked them. Let me see the text here first.
How old is he?
Good question. Does it say?
69.
Like 30s, 40s, I'm guessing.
I think he's in his 30s. And even like, I didn't even check some of his text yet, but because it looks like she covers up some of them, which I always hate. I always talk about this, like, put them all out. But
well, it's because she's covering up the stuff that makes her look worse.
Yes. So she shared some screenshots of text messages through her Instagram stories. And one of them, like, apparently, I don't know, she'd maybe reached out to him and sent him some of her artwork or something. And he, like, complimented it. He said, yeah, damn, this is incredible work. And then he asked how old she was.
Yeah, hey, are you 17 or 18? I'm going to be so mad if you say 17 because that crushes me at that age.
And then her commentary that she added to it, she put this whole novel underneath
Jesus
it. Like,
fuck.
I don't like fucking sex pests. I don't like creepy old men who think they have the ability to play around with malleable young girls with no real grasp on the situation because their predator have a successful career in comics. If anyone would like to see further evidence of this, DM me. I don't have a problem posting the rest of the screenshots, but I don't feel the need to share it with extensive detail for hours and hours. Ed could argue and say that this was not his intention or that he was just being friendly. I find nothing normal or friendly about a 40-year-old. Oh, okay, so he's 40.
This guy did the Grand Design books. I love those Grand Design books, like the X-Men Grand Design.
Oh, really?
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah,
Four
you were talking about those a lot
those
when we were
awesome.
Doing the
this
yeah,
bitch.
Comicology.
So I guess he's 40. So like, I find nothing normal or friendly about a 40-year-old man asking a high school girl about her classes, calling her a good girl / naughty girl, asking her to come visit him, saying we'll be partners in crime and asking if I snitch or not. Like, what the fuck? This is not a cancellation of Ed Piskor. I'm just telling you the truth about this person. The truth that a lot of other cartoonists are aware of, who I know for a fact are aware of, that Ed Piskor likes young girls and he will try to use his, quote, fame to get them to FaceTime him, give him attention, or make them come and stay with him. I don't know if this is working for him, but it doesn't matter. This behavior is disgusting. This is me saying what happened in 2020 to 2021. And if this happened to you, you're not alone. I need a t-shirt that says Ed Piskor tried to groom me and I didn't even get a free copy of X-Men Grand Design.
Yeah.
To this day, Ed Piskor slides into my DMs calling me kiddo, further confirming our inappropriate age gap. Seeing that I am not just some random girl who can draw... that he can groom enough to come to Pittsburgh to watch him do his stupid strip he's doing now about little girls from broken homes, switchblade shorties, is disturbing coming from a fucking creep who likes girls. What the fuck?
Switchblade Shorty.
I think that's another one of his projects. There was another one. Oh, he said, draw anything cool lately, nerdy girl. She sent a picture. And she said, just self-indulgent doodling today. And he goes, you're so fucking good, Molly.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess because he messaged her, even though she sent
him. He said it like, you're so fucking good,
yeah.
Molly.
Yeah. Yeah, you could read it that way. You might have been like, yeah, you're fucking good. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah,
get out of
fucking
here.
Fucking good, Molly.
although she had sent a heart smiley emoji, although he first sent a heart eyes emoji before that.
Yeah.
And she said,
but that was, he loved her art.
True. That, yeah, he was loving the art. She says, okay, Ed Piskor's a fucking creep. He likes little high school girls and slid into my DMs when I was 17 years old. I didn't know of him, and he found me simply by me liking one of his pictures. Sending me a post of myself in my school uniform, calling me a cute nerdy girl, and saying to come out to Pittsburgh and stay with him. He'd take me out to lunch to meet other PG cartoonists. Overall, fucking weird with no gray area for what he was trying to do over the course of a year. Obvious to anyone on this planet. Calling me a good girl and a naughty girl all the time. Sending me unfinished pages of his as a, quote, secret. And gassing me up, constantly basically trying to groom me into whatever the fuck. Saying my art was so good and saying he'd promote my work. Eventually, as COVID phased out and I think he saw I was not some nobody high school girl drawing gore art, I started ghosting him, eventually understanding this was weird as fuck.
Yeah, I'm a Tumblr nobody girl making gore
yeah,
art.
Yeah, I mean, what does that mean? I wasn't just some nobody. Then another screenshot, naughty girl, that's my favorite. I feel like you'd be a good partner in crime. You're not a snitch, are you? If we robbed some banks, you wouldn't rat me out, would you?
And then she just like wouldn't dream of it. So she's just playing along with it.
I'd prefer to be Raoul Duke and Dr. Gonzo if that's an option, she said. Good girl. You give correct answers.
What's that?
I don't know.
Yeah, what's that?
Dr. Gonzo? Like the Gonzo the Great?
Yeah, I think so. I think that might be it. Apparently, he must have sent a picture of his house or something. Because she's like, that's a beautiful sight. That's not even all of it. And he said, that last one's the back bedroom. It has a drawing table in there, too. You can crash there if you ever wander into my side of the state for a few days. And old video games. And she said, that's the most beautiful collections I've ever seen.
Sounds like she's disgusted by this awful creep.
And then this must have been after she posted this, because she sends he DM'd her. She covers up her responses to this, and he goes, Jesus, I'm sorry that you've had to deal with this. I'm always terrified that I'll come off this way when telling artists how much I love this work. Sorry if I've ever been. And then she blocks out, she writes over it to block it out, because it looks like she says no problem at all, kind of. But she's like, I unfortunately feel the need to state that this is not what this was about. I'm not trying to say this. I was answering freely. I felt he was trying to groom me. This is about the inappropriate nature of Ed Piskor's communication. I was way younger than him and starstruck that someone, quote, famous liked my art.
I like how she keeps dunking on the fact that he's a D-list celebrity because he's a comic book artist.
I was posting to essentially no one but my friends. Also, having a boyfriend who knew of his work and wanted me to push and respond to him did not help. Oh, because that was your boyfriend's fault, too.
Oh, did he kill himself as well?
I'm totally fine. I'm not trying to ruin anyone's career or try to say people shouldn't reach out to artists or artists stop reaching out to their audience on social media or whatever the fuck. I'm stating that it was weird. I was 17 turning 18, senior in high school. He was 40. There's no good or wholesome reason for a grown-ass man to be calling a young girl naughty or telling her to come visit him, perving on her pictures in her uniform, constant compliments with vague implications of helping her career by sticking with him. That's what I'm trying to say by stating this shit. I'm 21 now. I don't like that sex pests can do whatever the fuck they want, and everyone just lets them because they have success in any field. What if I went to his house? Was I more naive? More desperate for attention? Weird as fuck. I don't know what goes on in his life, so if it's possible, he has continued to do this since. Do people know or say anything?
So he just saw this, and he's like...
then she posted... some artwork of a man in like the gallows. Is that what that's called? Or docks or whatever?
Yeah, the stocks.
Like when, yeah, the stocks. When
oh,
you
the
got
stockade.
Like, yeah. And she wrote, protect the young and vulnerable. That's all. That was my only intention. I'm safe and fine and very normal. When you're young, you're dumb. I'm still both. But each day I grow more and more. Maybe some days thinking about how I would never fucking talk to a high schooler and how creepy it would be to try and talk to one and get one to come to my house. It's not
the problem is she said she's young and dumb, but we don't know if she's full of cum.
Well, clearly she's full of squirt or something.
She dodged it. She would have been full of, but she dodged it.
Yeah. Is piss and vinegar, is that squirt?
I think so. Yeah.
Piss and vinegar. I'm full of piss and vinegar today.
Having a crazy orgasm.
Piss and vinegar. Yeah, that's the only way to squirt. You gotta go.
Look at her out there, all full of piss and vinegar.
Squirt bukkake.
Young people of the world, anyone, it doesn't matter. If an older person attempts to get into your life, assess their fucking nature. Is it really what it seems? Maybe they're finding your youth sexually exciting. Are they attempting to take advantage of you because they know they possibly could? Do not let them. But I mean, by her own admission, we wouldn't have Marty and Doc then.
Yeah.
And Marty and Doc's one of my favorite friendships in the whole world.
Of course. Or yeah. Rick and Morty, for that matter. To connect maybe with her generation.
Barely.
So he hung himself? What happened?
Hold on. I'm going to get to it. Because I guess he also had a project called Cartoonist Kayfabe. With Jim Rugg.
Wrestling?
I don't know if it's wrestling or if it's specific, or if it's just a play on it.
Maybe
because
it's about like cartoonists.
Yeah, it's like the cartoonist version. What is it? Kayfabe.
I've never heard that term ever used outside of wrestling.
I might have watched some of this stuff because I got into Ed Piskor not that long ago.
Yeah, because really Jeff good. Was into Comixology stuff and he was like wrecking all sorts of things, and a lot of them are those grand designs.
Yeah, check out Grand Design, especially the X-Men ones. They're really good. Fantastic Four is a good read. Hulk's whatever. Yep. Kind of like Chomo shit in the Hulk. It kind of seemed like a big Chomo wrote it, and I was like, fuck you! What would Walt think?
And look, they do have, on the Insta, they do have like a wrestling, some wrestling references, but it's like a little of both, because it says the audio-visual inside scoop from master comic makers Ed Piskor and Jim Rugger.
Huh.
I did. The screenshot was like, that's incredible artwork. She's like, what the fuck? The naughty girl stuff is desperate, and clearly he is trying to be like, yeah, come through.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, it is weird. Like, it's definitely weird
stuff, kind of.
But it's also, it's just weird when she's like, I'm not trying to ruin anyone's career, but this guy's a fucking weird, like, these huge novels.
And it's like, yeah, think of all the fucking tiny little babies he could have fucked. He probably has.
Like,
she's got blood on her hands.
It's like, just post it or don't. Like, you had this big commentary and then be like, well, hold on. I'm not trying to get anyone fired here.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just sharing my point of view.
This guy is kind of a big queen, though, if he killed himself over this.
He's
like guilty.
Ooh, my guess is that he knew, there's lots of others like her.
What happened was, I did read that, he had this project that I was just talking about, the cartoonist KFAB with his partner. His partner dumped his ass and said, like, in light of recent allegations, like, no longer work with him.
Peace.
I guess he was basically like losing all of his like gigs, whatever that entails as far as a cartoonist.
Oh, there's Switchblade Shorty right there.
Yeah, that was from a week ago. It looks like they turned all the comments off on this Instagram.
Probably a good idea.
So he released this very long suicide note.
Oh, nice.
Whoa.
He dropped the note.
He dropped he dropped the death DOS on him before he fucking... I assume he blew his head off. I'm not sure.
Oh, maybe.
Because at one point he makes a like, sorry for the mess, like literally and figuratively or something.
Okay.
Like
maybe jumped off
building. Or I guess if you hang yourself, you're going to piss and shit everywhere, right?
Yeah, at least squirt piss and vinegar.
Yeah,
everywhere.
I think piss and vinegar. God
now
damn.
This
it smells like an Italian dressing in here.
Down in hell.
The coroner comes like, God damn, this guy is full of piss and vinegar.
Not anymore.
I'm so sorry for being so stupid.
So sweet, stupid.
I definitely should never have talked with Molly D. The language and optics look real dumb at best, but I promise my innocence. Especially out of context.
Yeah, I don't know, man. If you're that, if you're embarrassed enough to kill yourself, it's because there's some truth.
This guy
there,
right? Better have a kiddie porn dungeon or he's pussy.
Remember when Boozy's like, if there's a 50 in here, he's pussy? You blow your head off these. This is like,
oh, if
there's
a 50 in here, I'm pussy.
Yeah, if this is fucking, you better have the kiddie porn dungeon from Donnie Darko.
I would say in his defense, you could still be innocent, but be like, well, my life's over. Everything I've worked for, like, that's gone. Like, if you don't have Max Landis money to be like, ah, fuck, I lost it all, but I can still make my YouTube videos or whatever.
I don't know. I feel like with Patreon and men's rights, he could be like, just go straight to
But then you'd have to lean into that. You'd have to basically create an identity just to survive.
I mean, he's becoming that guy posthumously because of this Suicide Note, kind of. Okay. All the, like, the conservative.
So he's like a messiah.
Yeah, the conservative, or like the fucking, the libtard mob strikes again or whatever.
Yeah, we got to get her to kill herself. Anyways, but continue. I'm sorry.
I did see some people were like, yeah, they were like, oh, okay, homo. Like, you killed yourself. Yeah, people are like,
well, I get go it's got to be because there's other girls. It's got to be because he knows.
Or he's really this that girl emotional comes out that he didn't on, think like, through.
Even if he's innocent, it's like, uh-oh, I've been talking like this to everybody. I'm fucked.
I mean, I'm gay. I think you're probably right, but I could also just see it as like, fuck, this is it. Like, there's no coming back now. Everything I worked my whole life for is gone. What am I going to go work at a grocery store now? Like, are you serious?
Yeah. I'd rather kill myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
I ain't working at Ralph's.
I always say it's a permanent solution to a temporary cancellation, though. He should have just leaned into MGTOW.
It probably would have come back around in like a year or two.
These types of things, it's like Gamergate. We're like, wait, she's a bitch, and then everyone's like, he gets way more followers.
Exactly,
like Aziz Ansari's it or whatever. He could have been like, oh yeah, we don't listen to women anymore because of you.
Even though it wasn't quite the same, like, yeah, he could have parlayed it into like Breakdance Dad. He could have turned it all around. You know what I mean?
The Joker at the end. He didn't intend for the riot or whatever, but they're still lifting Ed Pisker out of the car.
When some people are like, oh yeah, okay, homo, he's extremely online. He's killed himself over nothing.
Yep, me.
Because they were pointing, but I didn't look into this, so I don't know the specifics, but they said that he also was a guy that would pile on other people when shit happens. So I don't know.
I need to see that. Yeah.
But anyways, the optics look dumb, but I promise my innocence, especially out of context, looks terrible. It was the height of COVID with no end in sight, and I was alone through most of it.
Daddy got hungry for naughty girls. Yeah. This is AI. AI wrote this.
I was just happy to have the internet to talk to people with common interests. The way that I noticed her was when she would like a bunch of my pictures at once. I wasn't trolling Instagram randomly, but I definitely shouldn't have chatted with her when I found out how young she was. Seeing someone younger representing R. Crumb and Gigi Allen gave me hope for the next generations and made me curious. Curiosity killed the cartoonist.
You can only get away with a line like that if you know you're about to die.
Yeah. I'm retarded.
Wait, where was I? Oh, yeah. There is no way I'd have a 17-year-old stay at my place. Maybe not 18 even.
Maybe. Yeah, 18, how hot is she? Has she got big cans? What about big mumbo jumbos?
I was forward projecting to some unknown future where COVID lockdowns were finished and we could see people again. And it wasn't even with sex in mind, but simply saying that there's a bed here to crash, like the kindness that was given to me a bunch of times when I was starting out.
Yeah. Hey there, traveler. Why don't you lay down in my bed? Zine Fair in town?
Yes.
Come crash.
Zine Fair in town? Come crash. Ask Liana Fink or anyone else who's come to visit. It doesn't mean sex. When I asked if she could keep a secret, it was because I was sharing some Red Room pages before announcing the book and was trying to sound cool. Tone is missing. When I said naughty girl, it was sarcastic after she told me some simple crime or infraction she committed. The whole pile of my DMs she collected to show is awful to look at. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to offer professional favors to anybody or use my, quote, position, parentheses, what a joke, to get into anyone's pants. We're all in the art game, so why not introduce new friends to old friends? When I was bringing up any professional stuff to anybody, it was just common ground conversation. Then, seeing these DMs even further out of context on other news outlets and media sites, Matt P. at PGH City Paper you know what you did to skew your narrative. Fuck you.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah.
But, I like that. Oh, I think this is, yeah.
Yeah, okay. This is like local, like a local news did a story on him, apparently.
I'm back on his side now. He had to fuck you to a guy. This is your fault. Fuck you.
Yeah, I love airing a grievance and a suicide note.
It was like a local news reporter or something like that. Hold on. Fuck you. But they surely gave themselves their own plausible deniability by asking me to comment right as I'm trying to not jump off a bridge or something.
Ooh, did he jump off a bridge?
Molly Wright is a conundrum to me, and her actions border on criminal. He said, she said, never looks good, but none of what she said happened, and I can't believe she'd be so malicious to pile on like this. Is that someone different?
Oh, my God. This is about the he said, she said bullshit.
It is. It's all about that.
It's all about that.
I just want to break my own fucking head tonight.
Yeah. I didn't say that. Come on.
We'll have to see what Molly Wright said about him.
Is that not Molly D? Different.
I think it's
name.
Someone else. Yeah. Now that I'm officially checked out, I think my family has a civil lawsuit. Or unless maybe it is the same girl. Now that I'm officially checked out, I think my family has a civil lawsuit, and she should be held accountable. She pushed this over the edge into, quote, multiple women territory. It's so corny. I absolutely never asked for a blowjob and trade for anything ever.
That's a whole nother story.
It is someone else. Yeah. She successfully made me look stupid. And everybody accepted her words as fact. Citizens of the internet are playing such a dangerous game with people's lives. I never had anyone lined up for an open relationship with her. I never was interested in a relationship with her. We had sex twice, and she initiated both times. The first time was a surprise. When we were done watching a movie or hanging out, I don't exactly remember the circumstances 4 years ago, she jumped on me and started kissing me.
Nice.
Telling me how comfy I made her feel. We quit hanging out during COVID lockdown, but kept in touch here and there, and I thought things ended naturally. Thankfully, her post included the piece about me dissing Jim Rugg, super emotional fuck Ed Pisker type language, and the Red Room sales stuff portrays she's a petty woman scorned, punitive and false. So she must have been talking something about sales, and Jim Rugg was the guy he was working with on the other projects. My house was burning. She threw gasoline on it. There needs to be recourse for my loved ones. I'm dead. I don't have a reason to lie. Hold Molly Wright accountable, please. Reputation destruction is her form of aggression, and there were very real consequences.
Dude, what an alpha move right there. Yeah, I'm dead. Hold this woman accountable.
I'm dead. Fuck this bitch. My lawyer is Harris Miller. Is it possible to subpoena all texts and DMs I had with her?
Is that the end?
No, there's more. Okay. There's like six pages, dude.
Oh, shit. Okay, nice. This is getting good.
Big titty taff. Okay. Yeah, I'd draw you naked all day. Never apologize for wanting to. Whoa. I like drawing tits and tattoos, but I'm not drawing comics.
Shout out.
So I don't know. I guess maybe you're right, Mike. Other girls came up. Big titty taff and Molly Wright apparently had something to say.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm a solitary guy. And I put every ounce of my time and life into work for around the past 20 years. I never felt satisfied with my skills, so I constantly worked really hard and tied it all to my identity and self-worth. Every waking moment was spent working, and ideally I thought it would be best to have all friends who share the same passion. So I offered to introduce them to my friends. It's like my cherished Japan trips and introducing Konji Sean to Brian Moss, and Moss to Scheme, and Scheme to Danica. I was the only person who knew everybody on the trip, and by the end of it, we were all friends. Social media was how I met people. My greatest relationship began at the end of COVID thanks to meeting on Instagram. A rocky but amazing 3-year relationship with someone who taught me true love. That said, I'm so glad we broke things off when we did so she doesn't get any slack.
I'm dead and she's a bitch.
Also, I'm dead and that pussy stank, though.
Best wishes, cunt.
Where was she's better off. Hope you're well, Clam. It'd be funny if that's not her name. Well. He's just calling her a clam.
Calling her a clam.
Good luck with your clam. Yeah. I never stopped loving you. This all happened before I knew you. Now it's all gone. Art show evaporated. Was about to sign a $75,000 deal for Switchblade Shorties with Abrams. Cartoonist K-Fab ends with Jimmy's shocking revelation statement.
Yeah, what did he say about him?
That must be Jim Rugg. Oh, Jim Rugg had a I did see the tweet. It was something like, after these shocking revelations, I can't work with Ed Pisker anymore. That's what he's talking about.
Okay.
And he said, those words hurt. I've no friends in this life any longer. I'm a disappointment to everybody who liked me. I'm a pariah. news organizations at my door and hassling my elderly parents. It's too much. Putting our addresses on TV and the internet, how could I ever go back to my small town where everyone knows me? Some good people reached out and tried to help me through this whole thing, but I'm just not strong enough. The instinctual part of my brain knows I'm no longer part of the tribe. I'm exiled and banished. I'm giving into my instincts and fighting them at the same time. Self-preservation has lost out. From the sound in everybody's voice, I think we all knew this was the conclusion. Jim Rugg came to my house unsolicited and gave me a hug and told me he loves me. If you know Jimmy, you know how huge that is. I'm sorry to my family for making such a mess. No pun intended. And for creating this hassle.
Oh, God.
Yeah, this guy. I wasn't trying to be a creep. I'm so sorry to everyone who got this note and the baggage that may or may not come with it, depending on how well we know each other. I knew I wasn't going to be able to survive this. Comics is beyond a profession to me. It's everything. That might sound sad and pathetic to some, but this culture and medium gave me the greatest joys in life. No public statements would do. Nobody against me would be convinced. Maybe this drastic move will convince a few.
No.
Maybe it'll get a couple more people to consider not joining online lynch mobs over gossip. Doubt I'll have that much of a blip. I'm not doing this out of guilt, though, once again. It was super dumb chatting with Molly D. My intentions were never nefarious with her or anybody. I'm doing it out of intense shame. We're not built to have hundreds, maybe a few thousand people judging and or harassing us at once. A private and solitary mind can't take it.
Ah, yes, a private and solitary mind of a genius.
There were so many out there. There are so many out there waiting in the wings for something like this to emerge. Daryl Ayo Braithwaite called it a kill shot. You all got your wish. You're waiting for something to blow out of proportion, and it got served to you on a silver platter.
These are just his Twitter shit posters.
No, this is great because, yeah, he starts naming a bunch of names. Ramon Villalobos, Cam Del Rosario,
Mexican
J.B. Rowe, Molly
Wright.
I love
that. Dude, naming names in a suicide note? That's fucking boss shit.
This one's good, too. Evan Dorkin.
you got your pound of flesh. Evan Dorkin, I hope skeletons from your closet get revealed someday.
Ooh.
Alex DeCampi, may you continue to have zero success no matter how hard you continuously leverage other people's business from your bully pulpit.
Keith, you're a pedophile.
Barack Obama, you know what you did.
Yeah, you caused all of this.
The very next morning after Molly D posted the screen caps, I put my last will and testament together at freewill.com. Great service in a pinch.
Nice.
Wow.
No, great. That is that. If you have that website, is that a good plug? I guess it's a good plug.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a plug.
Get your things in order.
These are the papers I was trying to hide from you, Jimmy, when you came by with soup. I actually found a nice lady and witnesses who notarized it and made it official Sunday morning. How's that for efficiency? It's sitting on my brown desk in the corner. Mom, Dad, Bob, JP, and Bri, I'm sorry. Mom, Dad, get this will of mine straight and move into a nice home that doesn't have many stairs. Leave whatever you don't use to the rest of your lives to my siblings. Daddy hit me up this morning and wanted me to come home, but it's just too far gone. It was great hearing your voice today also, Mama. The shame will never go away. Please make good use of what I built up and take comfort for the rest of your years. This will give my life and tragedy of events some positive meaning. These are the files for Switchblade Shorties. Please download it and maybe a book deal can be made for my heirs. Bob McCoy was my agent and we were supposed to sign a $75,000 contract with Abrams. Maybe in death after I explain myself will be something they won't balk at. Then again, the culture is sick enough that maybe a bidding war among publishers will push the price up even higher. I know he's thinking that.
Comic about the psycho kids or whatever.
Yeah,
we'll
the
see.
Switchblade Shorties. They're on that Insta.
Dumb, but yeah,
well, it's like Hitler's paintings. You're all like, they're very valuable because he was Hitler, but he was Hitler because he's Hitler.
Yeah, where did the Switchblade coin flip wasn't necessary, guys?
Oh yeah, you can flip through these. Yeah.
Makes total sense to save Scum first, so he can help us on our mission to find Petey.
Go next slide.
Yeah, next one.
There he is. Oh, he's old.
Switchblade Shorties by Ed Pisker. Guys, Scum's alive. He didn't blow up with the church. I hope he's okay. All right, we're in the middle
this looks
of the
like
story.
Shit. Yeah.
That's not him though. I don't think.
Okay.
That's Mike Mignola, the creator of Hellboy.
Hellboy.
They must have done an interview or something with him before he was persona non grata.
Good use of persona non grata, Jim.
Thank you. So yeah, maybe get a bidding war. Bob, can you try to get my folks a sweet deal? My family can use the money. Please download these files ASAP while my Google Drive exists, but they are also on a portable hard drive in my backpack that I had with me during my final act. Don't let the cops keep it forever. I brought my data with me so that it would be easy to find. Redacted. Something's redacted there.
Wait, you took it down to hell with him?
Yeah, he's suffering down in hell because he committed the greatest sin.
If things go bad, Sim swamp thing down to hell to retrieve the hard drive from me. He'll know how to do it. He'll enter the green and then the red and then come down to hell. Then he'll meet Jack Kirby's demon who always rhymes.
He'll become Spawn.
Yeah. Send Spawn to blow guys up.
Send Spawn to be sad. Isn't Spawn always sad?
Yeah, he's
about
always
shit?
Crying. He's always like sobbing in the book. And then some guy shows up and he's like, fuck you, crap ass. And then they're like, he blows his stomach in half, and then that's it. It's like the Calvin and Hobbes. Like, remember when they had the violent comics in Calvin and Hobbes that he's reading?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like exactly that.
Let's see. Okay, there's a black hardcover sketchbook full of autobiographical comics on my brown desk, standing up in the hutch next to the drawing tablets. I intended to see these printed when I passed away. I didn't put anything in my will where that's concerned, but hopefully it can find a publisher and get released.
Yeah, my comic strip, Big Dick Daddies, is about me and my friend.
Super Chomo, the very first Chomo superhero.
Yeah.
All the pages are in the briefcase in my office.
Yeah, Chomo and Brown Eye. It's a real buddy cop.
And my manuscript for my autobiography, Chomos Are People Too, the Ed Piskor story is also there.
Just because I'm a pedophile doesn't mean I acted on it. Ed Piskor, grand design.
Okay, I was going to go. Wait, I was. It was. Oh, wait. It was what we
Big
were going to do.
Big Teddy Taff, I love you.
With Fantagraphics under the title Mudfish. I didn't sign any paperwork on that with Fanta, so Bob, maybe you can help my parents there. I realized I didn't make any notes in the will about my authored books and intellectual properties. Jim Rugg, can you maybe help make sure my mom doesn't get jacked by the publishers? I haven't got my HHFT omnibus royalties, so my family should be getting a good check soon. Can someone make sure to hold Fantagraphics accountable with the royalties?
Hollywood horror fart town.
Yeah, he's just asking people to run errands for him. Hey, yeah, I'm gonna maybe, be fucking dead.
Yeah, he got
soon,
no
so
loose
make
ends.
Sure I get paid.
Maybe if you're gonna kill yourself, you have all these things you gotta tie up.
Maybe tie up some of these loose ends before you off yourself. Pal.
He just hated doing errands. That's why he offed himself. Yeah. He had a bunch of things.
Oh, I can't even today.
There's not even a website to do a free will with this.
Oh, I had to do a bunch of adulting, but I just can't.
Let's see if I got was coming to me. Eric Reynolds gave me no benefit of the doubt, and I don't know if Fanta'd be tricky about my stuff in death. His suspicions of me make me suspicious of them. That's the thing that sucks about going through this. You don't know who your friends are. Jimmy, can you post our unlisted videos and make our private streams to Patreon live to the public? That's the perception I want to leave. A dude having fun with comics with his brother. Please keep cartoonist KFAB up and monetize and share half the loot with my family each year. Maybe schedule the vids each day as we did for years until our roster's complete. Don't dissolve the LLC, but split up the take with my heirs. Oh, yeah. And I was avoiding the internet as much as possible, mostly relying on friends who relayed me info. I was not making or using burner sock puppet accounts to try and defend or attack.
Yeah, right.
Hopefully those accounts will still tweet a bit so you guys believe that at least. It's weird that he's concerned about that, like... So he's not using the internet, but he knows people are like, all right, fake account that's run by Ed. Stop defending him. No, it's not me. I swear. It's in my note.
Yeah, I'm not the cum dinosaur. That's someone else. Okay, Ed Piskor, cum dinosaur.
Hopefully those accounts will tweet a bit so you guys believe that at least. Maybe someone can dig up IP addresses to confirm. What a week. I wouldn't wish this shit on my worst enemy. Leave it to me to get into trouble without ever leaving the house. I don't have email addresses for any of my family. Please get this message to them. My phone's fully charged.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't know. What is that? He doesn't...
What the fuck is that?
Please get this message to them, I beg of you. All I use is Twitter, and they're not
Mike
on Twitter.
Mike kills himself. I don't know how to get a hold of Jim or Jeff. Please let them know I'm dead.
Yeah. My phone's fully charged and it's on, so I'm sure it can be pinged and tracked by first responders. Did he jump off? Maybe he did jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
I have a battery pack case, so the phone should be on for a few hours at the very least. My phone number is 412-915-4501. I mean, I assume that's disconnected, but maybe we could call
it. Oh, yeah, we could prank call him.
License plates, JFA8859. I'm wearing a black hoodie, maybe a black pea coat. I like, it's not sure. I'm, yeah, we'll does the pea coat go good with the suicide?
It's cold out.
As he's writing this, he's looking over at two outfits on hangers. He's like,
yeah, is this well, that, you do kind of got to figure it out. How do you want to be remembered?
Maybe
cool
a black
leather jacket,
black Dickies, Terex Continental boots. Hey, mom and dad, Liz's rent $675. Where the fuck is that?
Nice. Where? And who's Liz?
And she just paid up through April. Let her move her man in with her if they can take that step. Keep the house. It's not too shabby and will bring in a trickle of income each month. Anastasia James, please hook my parents up with that artwork from the show. I didn't watch the news reports, but I guess you can get their addresses right off the video. Oh, because I think the news did say, like the parent. Yeah. These represent some of my best pieces for Hip Hop Family Tree. And if I salvage my name at all, they'll be worth good loot on the market. Don't sell the cover to Volume 1 for anything less than $25,000.
Well, 25 and 1. I'll take it.
Once again, I'm guilty of being stupid. No doubt. But that's all. I never thought in a million years that I'd take this step, but I also never in a million years thought that something so Orwellian would ever happen to me.
Orwellian.
You never know in this life. I was murdered by internet bullies. Massive amounts of them. Some of you out there absolutely contributed to my death as you were entertaining yourselves with gossip. I wasn't AI. I was a real human being. You chipped little bits of my self-esteem away all week until I was vaporized. Maybe I'll be able to haunt you dorks as a ghost. I come from gypsy heritage, and I'm definitely cursing a lot of you.
Oh, he's Roma? Boo.
Oh, yeah. Drag me to hell. But it's a dork who killed himself.
Yeah, Dr. Doom.
This is the calmest I've ever felt all week. It's over for me. I'm sorry for the hurt it'll cause my family and closest buds. I hope it makes people think twice when joining an internet feeding frenzy. There you have it. Control freak to the last. Peace out. P.S. There's $852 in my wallet, cash, in case the Jakes get sticky fingers and steal my shit. Eddie P., 1982 to 2024.
Rest in piss, Ed Pisker.
I don't know what I'd say at the end of my suicide note. I doubt it would be peace out, bro.
Oh, peace out. That's pretty cool, though. I like that. The sad thing is 852 like his bank account probably at that point? Like if he hadn't had his royalties and stuff come?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like he's got stacks on stacks a little bit.
But maybe Liquid, that's his bank account. Because why would you have 852 in your bank?
Because he's probably balling. He must be balling, I imagine.
He walks around with.
Yeah, he's walking around.
Why did he kill himself? Yeah. He should be getting
that's
pussy.
That's walking around money.
Why didn't he just put it into the bank before he did it? Actually, does it? Can we find how he did it? Do they not even say?
Maybe he did it on purpose. Like he pulled out a weird specific amount to because he kept bringing up like credence of like, hey, here's how you know this, here's how you know that. Maybe that was just another thing in his head. He was concerned with people knowing like, hey, it's really me and here's how much money was in my wallet.
Dies by suspected suicide, but yeah, what type of suicide?
They never tell.
They don't tell you, do they?
Or a real rag. We need like the sun.
Kills himself following sexual harassment accusation he denied. Cancel culture kills comic book artist Ed Pisker. Yeah, what'd he do though?
Tried to fuck a kid.
I mean, how did like did he shoot himself? Did he hang himself?
He like drove somewhere. It sounded like because he's like my license plate is this. So maybe he hurled himself off a bridge.
And my phone. Yeah, did he?
I wonder if like this could be a
or did he do like the. What do you put the tube in the car and you could take the big sleep?
Oh yeah, you could do that.
Well, you know, in wrestling, how what's his name? Jesus, why am I spacing on his name? I'm gonna keep on calling him Ted DiBiase. I know the guy who killed his family.
Oh
yeah,
Benoit.
Speciation?
Yeah, Benoit. Like Benoit got scrubbed from so much wrestling stuff because he did a crazy thing.
Yeah,
this guy's obviously been doing art for a long time, and lots of like. Marvel games have old covers and Marvel Snap uses art from artists and like there's got to be a bunch of stuff out there that his art is in and like now his legacy is maybe he was a chomo and he definitely killed himself. I wonder what you do with all that art. Like, do you separate yourself from it, or you just go like, fuck it, maybe no one will ever question us?
I mean the grand designs were highly acclaimed. Everyone liked the grand designs.
Do you drop it? Do you drop selling them just because? Or like in a Benoit way where it's like scorched earth and we just have to get rid of everything? Or do you just go like, eh, sometimes that happens, whatever?
I think to his point that there will be like his artwork that he has, there will be like, it'll go for more now, especially because it's a much more public thing.
Especially like that Hip Hop Family Tree thing. That'll be like, rappers won't care if they're like, oh, this guy killed himself. Like, Jomo killed himself.
And there's just
Chief gives it as oh, sweet, you get this.
And Boozy.
Boozy and Shaq. And
now, this came by a Chomo.
Yeah, this gay cartoonist.
Even just looking at true crime podcasts and stuff like that, there's enough people that are just like obsessed with morbid things that even at like the art world in general probably already want to purchase his things. And then you'll just have people that are just kind of like to collect weird, like,
sure,
death related things. And to his, like, maybe some of his books that are on the shelves now, it would, maybe there'll be a small point where people won't buy, but then like at the very, I probably already happened where people are like, we got to go buy these Ed Piskor books. But if it didn't, like, it'll come back around where people are like, oh, we got to buy like the omnibus of his art or whatever the fuck. Like,
well, say you're like Marvel Snap and like, he did art on a card that someone paid money for. Do you just say, fuck it? Like, that stays in the game, or do you take it away and give people refunds? Or like, what do you do in like a situation like that? Cause like,
yeah, cause that's what he was mentioning when he mentioned like Fanta Graphics or something. There was something in the pipeline.
Yeah.
I mean, that company might back out, but even if they do, someone else will step in. Like, I think someone will buy it.
Todd McFarlane.
Sure. Yeah.
Make toys out of it.
Someone must know how the fuck this guy killed himself.
Yeah, Twitter will tell us. How did...
Well, people are going to speculate.
True.
Perfect. Whatever I like the most, that's what happened.
Although they also block searches like this. That's wrong.
Dude, what if he died, but Dr. Octopus put his soul in his body, and he's actually alive, but Doc Ock is in his body?
Ed Piskor killed Ed Piskor.
Yeah,
it's the superior Ed Piskor.
I like how it's like it's the Brett screwed Brett. Like, nobody made Ed Piskor commit suicide, as he implies in his note. He talks as if he was murdered. He wasn't. He made a sad choice. The language in that letter implies a pettiness that led him to his own grave. He'd rather hurt his accusers than live on in fate. I mean, what they're saying is true, but also like, if the guy just died, you don't need to.
There's truth to that, but sometimes it is like, hey, if you drove someone to something, there is some accountability there. Now, that's not always the case, and sometimes people think they're driven to things, but like, that's totally a real thing.
He must have jumped. I assume he jumped off a bridge or a building or something. Because he does mention it in like passing of like, as I'm about to jump off a bridge.
Yeah, over here thinking about jumping off a bridge.
Such a bad way to kill yourself. Who would ever want to die that way?
Yeah, I don't know. You gotta have a pretty big bridge. Although, is he in like New York?
But then you have the whole like dread and fear as you fall. Like, a gunshot is instant. It's instant.
Yeah,
you don't feel it. You're dead. You don't like, you don't have time to feel regret. Like, because I know that you can't like remember the regret, but you got to imagine that with like foresight, you go, I don't want to feel even a second and a half of like, oh shit, why did I do this? Like, before you die.
Yeah, because supposedly, well, I never watched it, but there's like a documentary about all the suicides at the Golden Gate Bridge. And there are people that are survived, and everyone that survived says that they always thought like, oh my, I regret this. Like, yeah, in that air. Instant.
Yeah.
Yeah. The second they leave the thing.
I want to see
this
if any
is the
of
thing
his...
he said he had, because I think he said HHFT omnimdus.
Oh,
this is
yeah.
Fantagraphics. This might be the thing he hasn't gotten royalties for. Although
okay.
This is a while ago. Although
well, it just came out. Well,
6 months ago.
We looked up Hip Hop Family Tree, the omnibus. It came out in October. It's the number one bestseller on Amazon right now.
Oh, wow.
Well, at least in Fanta, as far as Fantagraphics are concerned. But
Let's fucking go.
It beat out the complete Peanuts.
And then it's all his other stuff, Red Room and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what we always said. If one of us is going to kill ourselves, like, do it in a way where everyone will find the show.
Yes. Yeah. Make sure you shout the show out. Or if you're out there listening and you're going to murder someone, shout the show out and
say, we made you do it.
Well, don't say we made you do it, but just shout
out. Mike Steele.
Say we tried to talk you out of it. I'm most sorry to Jim and them who tried
to
get to
the Arctic locker room of goons. How I've let down the Arctic locker room of goons. Scarecrow.
I guess it's number two in biographies and history graphic novels, and it's number two in rap music books.
Do your note and then just be like, Kiwi Mango, burn in hell. You know what you did.
You know what the fuck you
Peace
did.
Out.
What's Red Room? Crypto Killers?
It's like his dark web gore comic, so that probably won't age well either.
This is the one that he said he had shared like early pages with her.
Yeah, because he makes like punk rock gory comics too.
Mistress Pentagram and the Red Room Players return as Crypto Killers careens to its boldest and bloodiest crescendo. In this final arc of the hit Red Room, the arrest of Steel City Cannibal forces his daughters into the media spotlight and under scrutiny of even more sin. Yeah, I'm already kind of bored.
It's just that crap shit. That's just like shocking. Yeah. Like, look at the cover.
Yeah, it's like someone getting kind of like torn apart or something.
Yeah.
Oh no, the Crypto Killers.
It's splatterpunk, which is always gay. Trigger warnings, Red Room.
So
trigger
the
warnings.
Grand Design. Is this what you're talking about?
Yeah, X-Men Grand Design is awesome. It was on Comixology. Go get it.
Did he write it as well? Or just
he wrote
art?
And drew it. It's like super impressive because it just covers the entirety of X-Men in like one cohesive story. So like whole arcs will be like one or two pages.
It's like a band like re-releasing an old album.
And the artwork changes with like the era. Like it's like 60s styles artwork with like the dots and stuff into like when it gets to the 90s and stuff, it is like Jim Lee type stuff.
Because you had me read the Fantastic Four one and I thought that some of the old stuff was just like, oh, so like it's just like a collection.
No, he drew the
then I realized
thing,
that they redid them in like the era's art, and I was like, oh, that's cool as hell.
Yeah. Yeah, the Fantastic Four is a nice just short one.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
It is number two in Marvel Comics and graphic novels.
It'd be funny if Amazon pulled it off Comixology and it's like, buy this shit, please.
Although it's getting beat by Spider-Ham Apocalypse Now.
Ah, did he kill himself too?
Fuck yeah.
Zeb Wells? Zeb Wells killed himself?
Did Peter Porker kill himself?
What else is hip-hop Family Tree? Like, is it just art or is it like a story?
Maybe it's like Grand Design before hip-hop. And then
okay.
Master Flash.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That makes sense. Yeah, the entertaining encyclopedic history of the formative years of the music genre that changed global culture.
He probably covers the pillars.
Oh, the pillars of hip hop?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like no Rick Rolls.
No Rick Rolls.
Graffiti, jumping off bridges.
Yeah. Naughty Girls.
Yeah.
Oh, Family Tree. I just want to see what some of the art inside looks like. I see the cover. That was Older You Bastard.
He's a good artist. He can do a lot of different styles, as evidenced by the Grand Design. And the actual Grand Design books are like this big. They're like it's super big books.
Huh.
Too bad he's a pussy chomo.
Too bad he's a stain on the I-15, huh?
Yeah, why did he puss out so bad?
The liberals.
Yeah,
woke.
The woke mind virus. But yeah. I think he was infected by the woke mind virus.
Yeah, because he wanted to be based, but then he was also woke mind virus.
It was the duality of Ed Piskor.
That's yeah.
Was the
if
based.
We could put if we could put a ribbon on the whole life of Ed Piskor, he thought he was based, but he was actually woke.
Yeah. Well, he thought he was woke, but he was actually based.
Yeah,
what it came
but
down
he wasn't.
To.
He wasn't alpha enough to be based.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember when based meant woke? Remember that? Remember back then?
It meant more like Lil B was more just like retarded positivity. Just
well,
like,
I mean,
oh,
no.
Positive.
Well, based used to mean something different, but the new based is basically what the old woke used to be, right?
No, the new based is like red pill, right wing stuff, like racist stuff.
But that's what woke used to
mean.
Well,
we used to say that the guy,
flat earthers called themselves woke.
Yeah, but that wasn't racist stuff or like.
Yeah, it didn't have anything to do with race, but you're right. Like, because when we first were saying woke.
But based is conspiracies as well.
Yeah, so
every time anyone calls themselves based, they're a conservative conspiracy guy.
Yeah.
And that's what woke used to mean. But now woke means like. Oh, my book has a trans character in it, so I'm woke.
Uh-oh, someone's had enough of the California liberal hellhole, and he's starting to get based. Hello, let me get based department on the line.
I just think it's interesting that two words that basically meant opposite now switched places with each other.
Yeah, Zimpai in the chat, base jumper.
Yeah, I mean, Ed Piskor.
I almost made that joke earlier.
Ed Piskor did wake up red pilled and he killed himself.
Yeah, but he got black. He red pilled so hard he black pilled, and then he became a doomer Wojak.
Yeah, that's Dude, right.
Yeah, once he became doomer Wojak, it's a skibbity toilet, and he had no riz in the DMs. That's what got him in trouble with Molly D. He loves titties and tattoos. He should have led with that. Big Titty Taffy.
Yeah, who was Big Titty Taffy?
He should have gotten back with Big Titty Taff.
Yeah, let's see. Who's Ed Piskor's Big Titty Taff?
Yeah, look up Big Titty Taff on Twitter. It's she's had the blacked out, like when someone's sad, her profile's blacked out. It's Light Yagami looking sad. There you go. This is from Mike.
Although I guess all the Big Titty Taff I'm finding is just his suicide note when I search it.
Oh, it's a mystery.
Yeah, I would draw you naked all day, Big Titty Taff.
What if it's just some girl that read that and was like, ugh. Like, I had sex with him twice and it was gross.
I'll draw you all day naked, Pokimane.
Yeah, Kai Sinet, you taught me how to have fun. Aiden Ross, you taught me how to laugh.
Yeah, Neon.
Neon, you taught me how to be based.
You
in
taught
Red
me
Pill.
Slurs.
Taught me slurs.
Baby Grunk. Edward, you taught me the meaning of life.
Jojo Siwa, you taught me how to be a provocative lesbian.
Is this the Molly Wright? Enjoying art and the journey of riding the line between representation.
Let's check her story. Just like, shut up, everyone. Get out of my DM.
Well, what's even funnier is that it's probably just someone else, but they're probably like when you Google Molly Wright, it brings up this person's Instagram and everyone's probably just like, you killed Ed Piskor.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Will Smith. Anytime Will Smith's in the news, that tech guy, Will Smith, his at on Twitter is Will Smith, and so he always gets tagged in everything.
Comic artist kills himself.
Oh, yeah. What's up with these messages? Oh, no. That's Molly Dwyer. Maybe there's
more.
Oh,
that's from before he killed himself. People are like, what's up with these screenshots here? It's just tough because, yeah, anytime you try to search, it's just going to bring up his
Team Random's DeviantArt thoughts on Ed Piskor's passing. Let's see what Team Random.
I mean, that'd be a good way to hide something is to bring up a bunch of things that you don't want someone to find in your suicide note, release your suicide note publicly, and then make it impossible to search.
Mm. Oh,
like let's say I have like some fucked up stuff on a forum. Like let's say Big Titty Tiff or whatever her name is like the biggest skeleton in his closet. Bring it up like crazy so that no one
can
possibly
you can't
find
it.
It gets buried under the SEO of your suicide note everywhere else. Hiding it in plain sight.
True.
Yeah, there's
Keep
all these...
Keep that in mind, everybody, when you write your own suicide note.
There's all these deleted accounts that had commented initially on the cartoonist Kayfabers Reddit being like, I have messages from him too. And it's like, same, me too. But they're like, nothing illegal, but a gross pattern of behavior.
Nice. Why'd they all delete their accounts?
Because they know, like, they murdered this man.
They all killed themselves.
Yeah, if I talked shit to someone on the internet and then he jumped off a bridge, I'd delete my tweet. I'm just being real.
I'd double down.
You talk more shit?
Yeah, that's right, Chomo. You'd
show up and dance on his grave.
Someone's Kid Viscus says, guy used to hang out on the CMU campus and latch on to female students into cartooning. They'd figure him out and graduate, and he'd move on to a younger one.
Nice.
My experiences with him were 15 years ago, back when he was inking Hip Hop Family Tree. He had a gross and uncharitable attitude towards other artists unless he had something to gain from them. Clout, attention, gigs, whatever you think he sought from young girls, even if you don't meet the criteria for someone he'd target. This is the kind of person who cultivates a community for the right reasons. I tend to skip his videos.
Yeah, like the now that like just, an... they just make stuff up now. Yeah, no, always totally. Had a bad vibe. If I wasn't just some annoying nothing who couldn't give him anything and that was bothering him, he would hate that.
Exactly. Yeah. You can tell that's just someone that's like, I'm just going to say stuff because what is he going to do? Have his ghost come back and correct me? Dude, what if his ghost came back and corrected that guy?
Oh. Rug brought him soup. Do you think he brought him? What do you think he brought him? Like baked potato and bacon soup? Something real hearty.
Ooh. What's that? Yeah.
Loaded baked potato.
Probably just a chicken noodle. Probably a basic ass chicken noodle.
Like what were you saying? Bring him some Olive Garden, some of that shit with spinach in it.
Ooh. Italian wedding soup?
Maybe.
Some of that spinach soup?
Let's see. Seven.
There's just one soup at Olive Garden. I don't know what it's called.
So 7 days ago, okay, well, when was this from? Okay, some 4 days ago, this was the post. They're like, holy shit, as fast as I've ever seen someone kill themselves after being Me Too'd. Alt comic creator Ed Piskel kills himself a week after being accused of predatory behavior. First, they took the YouTube channel down, then brought it back the same day. Then it was radio silence on all socials. His event at the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust planned for April 6th was canceled. A bunch of local Pittsburgh news outlets picked up on the story because he's halfway famous and a local. Then a few days after that, Pittsburgh Action News takes a step further and goes to his dad's house. Okay, is this still up?
Ed Pisker's father is adamantly defending his son. Now, Pisker is from Munhall, but he is nationally known for his work as a cartoonist on Marvel Comics. He was scheduled for a show right here downtown until the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust postponed that show after accusations of sexual misconduct.
All I'm going to tell you is a bunch of
Hell yeah.
Was emotional when I spoke to him.
Yeah, you can see the house, address. I mean, I guess it doesn't say the street, but you can see the house number right there in the shot.
Piskor's got Quentin Tarantino energy just from the 2 seconds I've seen him.
Accusations that the famous cartoonist previously at his Munhall studio
This guy did it.
Sent inappropriate messages to a girl in 2020 when she was 17.
The I expected someone that looked like, and claimed, I don't know, a little older and shittier.
Yeah. Well, and then he's the typical like hip-hop family tree guy when they have a talking head and it's like just some like Jewish guy with a Yankees hat on. Like,
yeah.
And then like fucking the flash mob was the sickest shit in the 80s.
Show him commenting on images of her work, calling her a naughty girl and writing, quote, I feel like you'd be a good partner in crime. You're
this
not
is
a
the
snitch,
lady he said
you?
He had sex with
the
twice.
Woman online, the old reporter lady. Groomed. Ed Pisker Sr. says no way.
He's got the real tree camo dad.
Never been in trouble. Ever in his 40s.
Yeah, is that a sweet sleeve that his dad has right there?
That sleeve or like a camo long sleeve?
No, it's like a real tree
a
camo long sleeve hunting shirt.
All right.
Years of living.
And attorney Phil DeLicente says the messages aren't criminal.
The age of consent in Pennsylvania, notwithstanding...
No, bad point, bad point.
...the corruption of the minor, is 16 years old.
But those messages triggered others to come forward and his show downtown to be postponed.
That lawyer's not helping.
I mean, the point just should have been he didn't really say... Like,
that's what it's saying.
You can read... I mean... Yeah, it's like there's innuendo and stuff, but technically he didn't really say anything.
But the lawyer leads with, fuck a 16-year-old here. So.
Cultural Trust reads, the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust learned on Sunday of allegations of misconduct made by an individual against artist Ed Pisker, whose work was scheduled to be on exhibition at 707 Penn Gallery starting April 8th, 2024. The trust
That's
takes
at April
the
6th,
allegations
you dumb bitch.
Very seriously. And decided yesterday to postpone the exhibition indefinitely.
This is really one of those situations that in this cancel culture, what happens is you're canceled before the insinuations are determined as fact or fiction.
I don't even think that's his lawyer. That's just a lawyer they found to talk to.
Yeah, because he said his lawyer was like Ed Harris or something.
Well, look at his eyes.
Yeah, he looks crazy person.
I like, I forgot the point I was going
to
make. Go ahead.
We attempt. Did you talk to the woman who posted the messages, but she was not interested. We tried
her
to talk
address.
To Pisker too, but we couldn't.
Oh, no, that's
him.
His address.
His father, however.
They did give up both of their addresses.
Totally we went to his address.
It's unclear at this point whether Pisker's show, scheduled here at the 707 Gallery, will be rescheduled. Downtown Pittsburgh, Marcy Cipriani, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, for the 23rd at Never.
What a bizarre thing to have on the news. I mean, I guess because there's a local show, but still. Partner Jim Rugg posts on Instagram severing his relationship with Ed publicly for damage control. Is this deleted?
Yeah, delete that. There's this picture of who's that comic that rapes Delia?
Actually, their of course, comments are turned off on that YouTube video too. Then today, Ed Pisker posted what was basically a suicide note on his Facebook, and death confirmed by the family. He was 42.
They kept the Big Titty Taff quote. He like skimmed over it, and he's like, "And finally, Big Titty Taff. Yeah, I'd draw you naked 1 hour ago."
Big Titty Taff. Molly Wright is another Pittsburgh animator. Molly Wright claimed that Ed propositioned her for oral sex in exchange for his agent's phone number. And then someone says Ed has no agent, it's just him. So she was ooh, lying.
Played. Got head for free. Got head for clout. Get some clout hog.
Sweet.
Get some female animator to ride your dick. Huh?
Shit, you're sounding pretty bridge-pilled right now, Murph.
Yeah, I'm bridge. Yeah, he got red-pilled till he was bridge-pilled. And he thought, what would Walt do? And he fucking blew his head off. Get on a bridge, blow your head off, fall off.
Oh, dude, jump in midair and then in midair, shoot the shotgun into your head.
Oh, as you do a flip, spray everywhere.
Okay, yeah, Molly Wright. I reached out to Ed and he eagerly invited me over. We had plenty of fun and discussed animation and comics. That was until he asked me to suck his dick in exchange for his agent's number. He then asked me to join him for an open relationship so that if I wanted to eat pussy, I'd be free to do so.
Nice.
I've recently learned that he was attempting to line up some of those girls at the time, and guess what? I learned some of them were minors. Ed and I exchanges were short-lived, only about 2 or so years. We would check on one another every couple months. It was clear he'd grown afraid of me. I've warned several people over the years about him, so those of you that already know. I ask that you be supportive and kind to all of the women that come forward in the coming weeks.
This is the girl he said, no, she jumped on me and fucked me.
Yeah, she was the one that's like, I feel so comfy with you, and she started fucking him. I do believe that she would say that.
He showed her some Grandmaster Flash artwork, and her pussy got all fucking stinky and full of piss and vinegar.
Is 2 years short-lived? That sounds wrong.
Exactly. Anyways, all right. I guess that's a part one. That's what we got.
Hell yeah!
Woo!
Let's see. What else? What can we play? Oh yeah. What's that banger we wanted to hear? What was that banger, Ed?
Jesus.
Where was it? Oh, hold on. It didn't take. We gotta finish off, Ed.
Two in the head, one in the chest. I'd flip it up, reverse it.
Oh, two in the pink. Two in the pink, one in the stink. You shoot yourself in the face twice and your ass once. And one in the stink for good measure. You might have to start with the stink.
Yeah, you have to start one in the stink, two in the pink. And the pink is your brain.
A double-barreled shotgun to the brain. One in the stink.
All right, we'll be back.
It's game time, we're rolling in full swing. Talking sports, it's a glorious thing. Jim leading the way, he's a man of the hour. With his wit and charm, he's got the power. Inland is there too, and he's the second host. But Jim is the leader who handles the most. Ethan is there, he don't need to boast. While Inland's in his house that is haunted with ghosts. His heard said loud and long. Jim's the inventor, the mastermind behind it all. Bringing truth and justice, standing tall.
Standing tall
on the show, just remember the rules. No Rick Rolls, those are just for fools. We're talking food, just take a bite. There is only one thing to drink, and that's Coors Light. Game time, let's rock. Jim on the mic, we're ready to go.
Ready to go.
Inman's
Jordan's in the mix, he's got something to say. Join the party, it's game time, all day.
Jimin' them in the California sun, headed to Disneyland, gonna have some fun. But little did they know trouble ahead. Corey Feldman's waiting, gonna fight until you're dead. Move up by your core, high as a kite. No one else is a bit spoken day and night. Ride shotgun in the battle on the other side. Your breath, look like Shakur, keeping it mixed, looking up in the sky. In this crazy adventure, you're gonna soar in the
in blue. He's got a badge, he believes in what they do. He's out every night patrolling the streets, keeping us safe, chasing down the creeps. Whoa. Mike loves the cops, he's got true respect. So proud a guy you can always expect to have your back when you're in need. Officer Mike, he's a real life hero indeed. Just don't thrill, he'd rather be out fighting the uphill. Mike's got a mission, he's got a goal to make our streets safe.
time for video games, they just don't thrill. He'd rather be out fighting the uphill. Mike's got a mission, he's got a goal, to make our streets safer, he's on patrol. Mike loves the cops, he's got true respect. So proud, a guy you can always expect to have your back when you're in need. Officer Mike, he's a real